The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
Let me share with you one example from the life of the Imam, Imam Hassan al-Askari alayhi salatu wa salam. You see, Samarra is in the northern part from Baghdad. The Shia area, the present Iraqi situation, the way it is, Baghdad and south is all the way to Basra. This is the Shia area. North you go is the Kurdish area. In between, this is mostly a Sunni area. Samarra happens to be in the Sunni area. But there you will also see that there is a minority Christian community even now. Although because of ISIS, their number has decreased because of their, you know, migration outside Iraq. They have moved away. But they have been there for a long, long time. And even if you, for example, when you hear the caravan of Imam Hussein alayhi salam taken from Kufa to Damascus, there are points where they stopped, close to the monasteries of the Christian monks. And these places, some of them have survived even now. And so, you know, presence of Christian individuals in Samarra and those areas, those days, is not really, you know, out of the norm. And so there was a person by the name of Anush al-Nasrani. He was actually one of the senior administrators of Mu'tamid Billah's administration, the government. And he actually, he had two sons who were not feeling well. And he wanted the Imam to come and visit him, his home, and pray for the shafa of the two sons. But he didn't find in himself the courage to approach the Imam directly. So he asked the Khalifa, Mu'tamid, that if you can request him, you know, to fulfill my plea on this issue. And so Imam sent a messenger. He said, you know, there's a request by our administrator by the name of Anush. You know, so we will be taking you with honor and respect to his house. Why? Because the messenger told the Imam that Anush al-Nasrani had told the Khalifa that I would like him to come and do the dua for my sons. Why? نَحْنُ نَتَبَرَّكُ بِدُعَاءِ بَقَايَ النُّبُوَّ وَالرِّسَالَةِ. Because we have a tradition among ourselves in their, you know, Christian community, that the dua of those who are the descendants of the Anbiya and the Rusul is more acceptable by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And since Imam Hassan Askari was one of the descendants of the last Nabi, he said, I wanted him to come and do the dua. When Imam heard this, he said, Alhamdulillah, الَّذِي جَعَلَ النَّصَرَانِ أَعْرَفُ بِحَقِّنَا مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. I praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he has given the insight to this Christian to know our status more than these Muslims. Since he was a, you know, prominent person in the government, you know, even the Christian priests had gathered in his house at the time when Imam was supposed to come. And so Imam was taken with, you know, honor by the government officials. As soon as he realized that the Imam has reached the door, he came out of his house without any, you know, hat or anything. and barefooted as a way of, you know, expressing his humility against the Imam. And the priests were all in their uniform with him, and he was carrying this Bible, you know, hanging it, like, you know, sometimes we have people put it on this chain, or if not on themselves, they have it in their car, you know, for barakat. And he met the Imam and he says, Ya Sayyidina, أتوصل إليك بهذا الكتاب الذي أنت عارف به منا. That I, you know, I am pleading to you in the name of this book, referring to the Injil that he was hanging on his neck there. And you know more about this than us, about this book. I ask you to forgive me for giving you this trouble to come to my house. وحق المسيح عيسى بن مريم وما جاء به من الإنجيل من عند الله. He says, in the name of the Messiah, Isa ibn Maryam, and whatever has come in the Injil, I actually ask the Khalifa. Why? Because لإنا وجدناكم في هذا الإنجيل مثل المسيح عيسى بن مريم عند الله. Because when I study the Injil, I have found you in this book to be like Isa in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this Christian is looking at the Imam, you know, as a somebody similar to Isa ibn Maryam. And Imam said, Alhamdulillah. And then Imam told him that as far as your, you know, request for me to do the dua, Imam said, I actually give you the news. Ibnaka hadha fabaqin alayk. He points to one of the sons. He says, he will be there. He will survive and get well. وَعَمَّ الْآخَرُ فَمَأْخُوذٌ عَنْكَ بَعْدَ ثَلَاثَ أَيَّامٍ. The other son will be taken away. Means he will die after 3 days. هَذَا الْبَاقِي يُسَلِّمُ وَيُحْسِنْ إِسْلَامُهُ وَيَتَوَلَّانَ أَهْلِ الْبَيْتِ. And this son of yours is going to survive. You know, he will become healthier. And when he grows up, he will become Muslim, and his Islam would be good, and he will be from those who is devoted to the Ahlul Bayt. Salawat Pranik Bara. Of course, you know, people will say, how did he know? Well, this is all discussion about Ilm al-Ghayb. And that is the reason why even those who do not, you know, those who were enemies or those who did not even believe in them still would seek their du'as. They know that they have been blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so Anush and Nasrani there, he says, if this is what you say, I accept it. I accept the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding my sons, that one will survive, the one Allah will take him back, and I will not complain. Because you have said that. And this is where the Christian priest who were with him kind of got annoyed. And they said, Ya Malaka la taslim. They said to Anush, their host, if this is the case, the way you are interacting with this person, why don't you become a Muslim? And this is where we come to realize that there are some people who still maintain taqiyya. Apparently he was Christian, but he says now, Ana Muslimun wa Mawlana ya'lamu dhalik. I am a Muslim and my master knows about it. An Imam said that knowing the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I didn't want to go against it, and that's why I didn't pray for your other son. And this is where Anush says, La uridu ya Sayyidi illa ma turid. I submit myself to you. If that is what you are saying, I agree with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, in the ziyarat waris, we always say to Imam Hussain alayhi salam, Silmi qalbi li qalbikum silm. Then my heart submits to your heart. It is in these moments that the imtihan comes in. not only, you know, what we want to do, or you know, haram and halal. When we are put into test and trial, that's where we have to see whether we submit to the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or not. The narrator of this event, Abu Ja'far Ahmad al-Qasir al-Basri, he says that indeed after 3 days one of his sons died, the other survived. After a few years we had seen him, he became a Muslim, he was a Shia, and he was with us during the wafat of Imam Hassan al-Askari alayhi salatu wassalam. Salawat. And so yes, it was a very precarious situation, you know, communication with the Imam was not that easy. But we still see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring about situations that the greatness of the Imam would still be reflected even publicly. And although his imamate was only for 6 years.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karim Adi Alim Hali Hakim Mati. شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صلوا عليه.